משהו מדרייס. דת רבי יהודה, צבח לא יקס רבונון אין רבי יהודה, אס דואל דה מין במיני ביקם ספוט לא נעת. So a colleague of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, so Nimbi Minei becomes bottle mid Raise Bero, but mid Rabbanon require Shishi. A colleague of Rabbi Yehuda, so Nimbi Minei mid Raise Asas even Bimash. Nimbi Minei Asas even Bimash. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? So he learns it out from the Posik in Achrimeis. Where the Torah says that the King Godel on Yom HaKippurim has to mix the Dama Po with the Dama Soy. So, and it's Yodua that the Dama Po is Merupen with Dama Soy. Still, the identity of the Dama Soy is not lost in the Rov, in the major portion of the Dama Po. It's not lost. It doesn't become bottle. Why doesn't it become bottle? The answer is because Dama Por and Dama Soyer, they are both Dam, blood. So Mimele, it's Mimbi Mine. Mimbi Mine does not become bottle. And what the Rabbonim say, Mimbi Mine does become bottle, but the Torah says that he has to mix the Dama Por and Dama Soyer, and the identity of the Dama Soyer is not lost in the Dama Por. So it's especially Aloha, according to Rabbonim, that Eilin Libatle. There is no bitl of elo. I mean, the par that the King Godel is makriv on Yom Kippurim is an elo, and the soya that is makriv is an elo. So the elo elin libat, but it is, but min b'mine is bot. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mine is not bot midraisi. It asas v'mashu. Now, so, but min shaloi b'mine asas only if there is a tam. But if there is a shishin, if there it doesn't give a tam. So then he doesn't answer. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, suppose you there'll be taruves. There'll be taruves of min b'minei and shaloi b'minei. And shaloi b'minei. In other words, let's say there will be, let's say, nivelo and shchuto, nivelo, boso nivelo and shchuto, and there will be also reiter, let's say. Suppose it's mixed up. Usually, I mean, you couldn't have it aruves of reiter and boso, but suppose that the boso is so minute, such small pieces, and the reiter is thick, so mainly they could be mixed up. They could be mixed up. So if you have, let's say, it aruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, boso nivele, Boso Nevele and Boso Shchuto and Reitev Heter. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you just have it Aruves of Boso Nevele and Boso Shchuto, so it becomes Oser, even if you have Shishim, even if you have 1,000 measures of Shchuto, neged 1 measure of Nevele. So it has to be Mashu. Midraise, it's Oser. But suppose you have the taruves not just bosa nevelo and bosa shchuto. You have bosa nevelo and bosa shchuto, and you also have reit heta. So Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda is made that it becomes bottle. Why? Because rein es minei kilenei. So mimele the nevelo becomes bottle. So we ignore the nevelo. So we ignore the fact that there is shchutan. We ignore the fact that there is shchutan. So since there is shishim in the reitev, neged the boson nevelo, there are 60 measures of heter in the reitev. Neged the boson nevelo. So mimele the boson nevelo becomes bottle in the reitev, if it's miure. I mean, you have to remember, I mean, you, in the usual situation, you couldn't have it aruves of boso with reitev, because reitev is a liquid, and boso is a solid, so you can recognize, you can identify one from the other. But suppose the boso is very thin, and the reitev is thick, it's a solidified reitev. Solidified reitev, and it can be miure. It's frozen reitev. I mean, it's a, and it can be mixed up with the, I mean, the boso is mixed up and you cannot recognize, you cannot distinguish with the naked eye, I mean, the boso from the rein. So then Rabbi Yehuda says that it becomes boso. But because rein es minei klein, so we ignore the existence of the boso shchuto. We ignore it. Suppose you didn't have the boso shchuto, and you just had one measure, one kazayis of nevelo, and 60 gzeisim of rein. So then the kazayis of nevelo would lose its identity, would become boso. So now that you have a number of gzeisim of shchuto as well, so it doesn't change the picture in any way. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says, that in case, that even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minei does not hasa b'mashu, I mean, min b'minei hasa b'mashu, there is no pital, but in, so if you have, let's say, a kazayis of nevelo together, mixed up with 60 gzeisim, with 60 gzeisim of shchuto, there is no pital. Even 1,000 gzeisim of shchuto, there is no pital. Because min b'minei hasa b'mashu. But if you have, let's say, reitev of heter, reitev of shchuto, and there are 60 measures in the reitev, neged the kazayis of nevelo, so even though you have boso shchuto also, but it doesn't have the presence of the shchuto, because rein es a heter es minei kleinei v'sheini minei chob olof vav. This is the Gemara says. So the Rashba applies the same logic to the converse. Now we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So min b'minei becomes bottom in the raise b'rov. And min rabbonon it requires shishi. Min shaloi b'minei requires shishi. In other words, shouldn't be a tam. So we presume if there is shishim, so then that there is no tam. So min shaloi b'minei requires shishim mid raise, and rov not. So in the case, Rov is not enough, Midraise is not enough. So suppose in Nisari, bin minei v'sheine minei, v'nishpach bein binyan sheinichin l'amid olof nisharei, and we know one thing, that the minei had Rov. There was a taruves of ikazayis, of nevelo, with a number of gzeisim, of shchuto. So there is certainly rov, and a substantial quantity of reitev, of heter. And it was nishpach. So we cannot determine as to whether the reitev at 60 measures neged the kazayis of nevelo. But we certainly know that there was rov, there were a few gzeisim of shchuto neged the one kazayis of nevelo. And it was nishpach. So reine sheine minei kuleine. So then we ignore the fact that there is reitev of heter. Let's say, suppose there wouldn't be reitev. Suppose there wouldn't be reitev. So mimele, it would become bottle. Birov, midrais. Now that we have reitev, so we say the presence of the reitev in the taruves does not interfere with the loss of identity of the kazayis nevelo in the rov of the shruto. So mainly the nevelo is nepach leheta. Once the nevelo, midrais. So we say so it's nepach leheta. Even though we are not sure as to whether it was nepach leheta midrabonon, because midrabonon, so mine also requires shishim. And we only know that there was rov in the shruto neged the nevelo. But as to whether there was shishim, that we don't know. But we say, since midraise there is certainly big, so the kazayis nevela became bottle in the rov gzeisim of the shchuto. So midraise there is bittle. And there is a possibility that there was shishim also. There is well shishim also. So even though there is a sofik, so sveiked rabon lekule, and it's muta. So everything is muta. This is a Rashba and the Mechaba Pasuk. But the Mashal is chilik on this thing. The Mashal says we cannot apply the same logic of the Gemara to the converse of the case of the Gemara. The Gemara, when the Gemara is reference to the case where min b'minei was when when there is a taruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, and they call Alibe the Rabbi Yude that min b'minei asas b'mash, but min shaloi b'minei becomes bottle b'shishim. So the Gemara says, if there is, let's say, a taruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, and there is shishim in the shell in sheini minei of etah, there is shishim neged the minei of iser. If the eini minei of etah has shishim neged the minei neged the iser, so then rein minei kleine. So then we ignore the existence of the neveil, of the kazayis neveil, we ignore the existence of the shchuto, because the kazayis neveila certainly becomes bottle, loses its identity in the shishim of the reitev. So there we understand this lomdes. Mashein can hear, because there it's not a question of tam. It's only a question that mimimine asas bimashu. But since we also have it aruves of min shaloi bimine, so mimele the nevele becomes bottle in the shishim of the isa, and absal in the shishim of the heter, of the reiter. So then it cannot aser the mine the shchuto. How can it aser? Because there is no isa, because the identity of the isa of the nevele is lost in the reiter. So once the identity of the nevela, of the kazayis nevela, is lost in the reitev, it cannot aser the shchut. Mashenkin here, when we have it aruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, true we know that there is rov in the shchut or neged the nevela. But how can we say that midraise it becomes everything becomes muter? How can we say that it becomes muter? After all, there is a possibility that the nevelo gave a tam nevelo in the reite. So how can we say reines a reite kilene? It gave a tam. So the mashal is chelik on the Rashi. All right, but the mechaba paskus like the Rashi. All right, now then he says b'me dvorim amurim kishenishka. So as long as we are sure that there is no chshosh deraise, so as far as the rabbonon is concerned, so we are tilel hok, say the rabbonon likule. Avol isa shenisari beheter vihu lifoneinu viyefchel amid al yishure. In other words, because the people who are around don't know how to measure, so then we don't say we are tilel hok, because that's a sophic shaiti. In other words, Sveiki Rabbon Likule does not mean that if a person doesn't know any aloche, but he knows one thing, there is no Isa Deraisi. So in other words, he can do it. That's not called Sveiki Rabbon. That's Dasheti. That's when is it considered Sveiki Rabbon Likule in the case where it was spilled? So in other words, neither he knows nor somebody else who is more knowledgeable knows. Masha'in came in the case of Isa Shinisar Beheter Vulivoneinu, except the person doesn't know how to measure. He doesn't know. He has no scale, so he cannot weigh, he cannot measure. So that's called Dasheitim. It's not a Sveiki Rabbonon. So we cannot be tailed off. Vyev Shalamid al Shure, Aval P Shil Yusurim Shal Divrei. So Dasheitim in a club. Alright. Now let's see the Ramo. Im Nisari Kinsiv Base. In the sarev min b'minei, v'nishpar b'inyan sheyechelim v'amid olof l'sharim. Im neida shehoyoru beheter, so hu muter. V'im loy neida shehoyoru beheter, so is osa. So is osa. So the Ramo says, min b'minei, az limen bosa shmo, im hu shoveh av min b'minei, avor az limen bosa taime, im hu shoveh oloi. Now, that is based upon a Gemara in Avrizore, Dav Samech Bov, a machleket between Abaye and Rove. So whether we go basa taime or we go basa shmo after the name. Now, the halacha is that yai nesach min b'minei asas b'mashu. That's what the rabbanon, the rai say. Yai nesach is not more chomer than any other iser. So min b'minei becomes potter b'rov. Min shaloi b'minei b'shishim b'deis tam. So shishim, if there is shishim, so we presume that there is no tam. So that's what the rai say. But with the rabbanon, mishum chumre da v'lizore. So the halacha is that yai nesach asas min b'minei asas b'mashu. Min shaloi b'minei even yai nesach. Let's say yai nesach was nisarev with water. So if there is 60 measures in the water, neged the one measure of yai nesach, so then it's mutar b'midravon. So min b'minei yai nesach asas b'mashu does not become bottle b'rov. Min shaloi b'minei yai nesach is b'shishim b'nei senta. So the Gemara says that Samach Vov Vomedalev, the first line, Chamra Tike Be'anve. Suppose you have itaruves of grapes and old wine, and it's mixed up. Usually, you don't have they cannot be nisari. But suppose it is nisari. Or suppose they were cooked together, so Mimele, there was Belia, so the fact that you can recognize the one from the other doesn't mean anything because the Anovim was Belia from the Yayin was Belia from the Anovim. In other words, suppose you have itaruves of old wine and Anovim and grapes. So the Vehakil Bnei Sinta. Why? Because, first of all, old wine and grapes represent different tastes, different time. If you eat a grape, so you feel one kind of a taste. If you drink old wine, you feel a different taste altogether. So it's different timing and it's different names, because one is called wine and one is called grapes. So Bein Abaye Bein Rove, so he say that if there is a taruves of old wine and grapes, so we require shish. In other words, nesenta. So as long as the yai nesach, can give a tam in the grapes, so the grapes become osa. The grapes become osa. The grapes become osa. So, and the grapes become osa because they have different timing and different chains. The shaila is, the machlek with Abaye and Rove is in regard to itaruves of chamre chavete, new wine, be'anve, with grapes. So they both have the same time. When you eat grapes, so you feel a certain taste. And when you drink new wine, you feel the same taste as of grapes. So suppose you have itaruves of new wine and grapes, Abaye Oma B'mashu. So in other words, if the new wine, let's say, was Yai Nesach, and that was Nisarev, with Anovim, so Mimele Itasas B'mashu. Itasas B'mashu. V'rove Oma, why? V'rove Oma B'nei Sinta. Abaye Oma B'mashu. Was a time as li. Idevide chataimu. The havelay min bimine. U min bimine bimashu. So Abaye says that if new wine was nisarif with grapes, so even though you have 60 measures in the grapes, nege the new wine, the yain esech, so the grapes, it becomes osa because it has a mash. Why? Because it's mimimine. And yai nesach has a mash by mimimine. Why is it mimimine? Because the criterion whereby we determine as to whether two items are considered to be one meaning or two meaning is the tam. If the two items have different timing, they are, then they are considered min shaloimim. If the two items, the two articles, have to be happen to have different timing, then they are considered min shaloimim. In view of the fact that new wine and grapes have the same time, even though they have different shemes, one is called wine and the other one is called grapes, so they are supposed to time as linon. And so they are considered as min b'minei. And what when the chachomim want misakein that yain esech min b'minei asas b'mashu. So here too the yain esech b'mashu asas the grapes. Asas the grapes. So in other words, if let's say a little bit of wine of yain esech fell into grapes, so then all the grapes become oser. Because it's min b'minei, it asas b'mashu. It has a mash. A bayo of a mashu was a time as limit. It read a hatino. Double min bimine, umimine bimash. We over ma binis in time. We require shishin. Was a shmoeslinon. Vaishmolichud, vaishmolichud. One is called grapes and one is called wine. The havali min bishene mine, umimishin mine binis in time. So only if the yaineser gives a time in the grapes. Then it's also, but suppose there are 60 measures in the grapes, negative yain esech that fell into it, so mimele he doesn't give it harm, so mimele it's muta, so the grapes are muta. Now that's one instance where there is a machlekes. Where the machlekes? Alright, now. Now then, further down. So the Gemara says, Chale de Chamre, V'chale de Shikre, Chmira de Chite, U'chmira de Sare. Suppose you have a taruves of wine vinegar and beer vinegar, or wheat leaven and barley leaven, Abayo Omar, so in other words, you have a taruves of two kinds of vinegar. Wine vinegar and beer vinegar. They have different timing, but both are called vinegar. I mean, wine vinegar is called vinegar, and beer vinegar is called vinegar. So timing are different, but the shemes are the same, just the reverse of the previous case. The previous case, chamre chadete beinve, so the timing are the same, and the names are different. Here, both the names are the same, both are called vinegar, but different timing. It tastes different. So chamre, chale de chamre, v'chale de shikre, chmira de chite v'chmira de sar, de sere. Abai omar b'nei sintam. Why? So it was a time asli. So the wine vinegar tastes differently than beer vinegar. So it was a time asli. Vai time lechut, vai time lechut. V'have lei min b'shene minei. So it's min b'shene minei, and min b'shene minei b'nei sintam. So if let's say the beer vinegar has 60 measures, neged, the wine vinegar, so the beer vinegar is muta. Rove omar bimashu. Even if the beer vinegar has 60 measures and even 1,000 measures, neged wine vinegar that is yain eser, so it's still oser. Why bosa shmo azlinon? Why chale mikre wine vinegar is called vinegar? Vaichale mikre, and beer vinegar is called vinegar. Vaichmire mikre, the wheat leaven is called chmire, and the barley leaven is called chmire. Vahavale min bimine, vichol min bimine is bimashu. So we pass like Rove. Now there is that Bosashmo Aslan. But the Gemara has reference. What kind of examples does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mentions Yainesa. So the halacha is mid rabbonon, yain esech has a chumre that the taruves of yain esech min b'minei, let's say yain esech wine, if it's mixed up, is nisari with kosher wine, so not yain esech. So then, so the halacha is that even b'mashu, the kosher wine becomes osah. Even if you have shishim in the kosher wine, neged, the one measure of yain esech, so it asas. So The Gemara mentions the machloket between Avai and Rove, as to whether it was a timeout winner, was a shmuas winner, in respect to Yainesach, where Midrabonon min b'mine yasas b'mash. All right, yasas b'mash. Now, the Ramor here, he doesn't deal here with Yainesach. Here he deals with kolatir kule. So with kolatir kule, so the halacha is that min b'minei requires shishim only midrabon. Min shaloi b'minei requires shishim midrais because it has a nista. So he says, linya min b'minei as linam basashmo im hushove have min b'minei. Avaloi as linon basataime im hushove uloi. So the shach is masik and this ramor. He says it doesn't even make sense. He says, "Bishlei melikav yain esach vizav yain esach." So mid rabbonon, yain esach hasas b'mashu by min shaloi b'minei nat. So we can understand the day of Rove, and we pass like Rove. That b'sashmo azlinon, because after all we are dealing here with a case where there is shishi. Because if there is no shishim, so it doesn't make any difference. Was a time has been on, was a shmoah has been on. Without shishim, so we monev shachitzos. So we are dealing with the case of chamre atike be'amin chamre chadete be'inve, and there is shishim. In other words, there was a taruves of new wine, yainesach, new yainesach wine, and anovim, grapes. And there is shishim in the grapes, neged, the one measure of the yainesach. So there is shishim. So there is no shail in the raisi. There is no shail in the raisi, because if there is shishim, so whether it's miminei, whether it's minshaloi miminei, it doesn't make a difference. It's muter. So the yainesa becomes bottle. The yainesa becomes bottle in the grapes. But there is a shail in the rabban, because min biminei yainesach, even if there is shishim asas. Minshaloi biminei, if there is shishim, it doesn't asas. So maybe Rove says, Rome says, in view of the fact that it's different names, one is called wine and one is called grapes, so mainly it's considered mimiminei, so even though there is shishin, so there is no tam of yainesach in the grapes, but was a shmo azlinon, so mimele, it becomes us. Mashein can hear where it's a question in regard to the raisin. Min shaloi b'minei, min shaloi b'minei, so even if there is rov in the heter, so it's also, as long as it gives a tam. And since it's nishpach, so we don't know. So the iser might give a tam in the heter. We don't know. If there is no shishim, how can we determine? It's spilled out. So memele, so there is a possibility that the iser gave a tam of Iser in the heter. So the Rambam says no, but if the Iser and the heter have the same name, so then if it's spilled, so it's muter, because there is no chashash deraisa, and as far as the Rambam is concerned, so we are till lokel. Why isn't there chashash deraisa? There is definitely sveke deraisa, because the Rambam says that even though the timing are different, but the name, they have the same name, and if we are sure that there is rov in the heter neged the iser, so then we can be tellel hokel that there is no tam. But how can we be tellel hokel? Suppose there is a tam. So then it's tam kikya is the raise. So what if they both have the same name? Who cares whether they have the same name or they have different names? It's not even a question of min b'minei or min shaloi b'minei. It's a question of tam. Now, b'daloch is tam kikya. So why do we say that min b'minei is bottle b'rov? Because if it's min b'minei, bos ha-shchuto and bos ha-nevelo, so they both have the same timing, so there couldn't be a possibility of tam. They both have the same tam. How could a nevele? If one kazayis of nevele was nisari, it was evenly distributed in two gzeisim of shchuto. So b'daloch is bottle b'rov. How could it be also on the base of tam kikya? The nevela has the same tam as the shchuto. So mele, there couldn't be any yisal raise. Mashein, in this case, where the timing are different. So then, but both have the same name. So the Rambam says, if it's established that the heter is Rov neged Iser, but we don't know whether the heter is Shishim neged Iser, and it's spilled, so Mimele it's Muter, because Atele lo Akil. Why here there is a Svek in the Raise? Maybe the Iser, they gave a Tam Iser in the heter. So true that the Iser and the heter have the same name. Both it's have the same name. Suppose, let's say, Chelev and Bosor. Now we see that Chelev and Bosor is Min Shalobim. Min Shalobim meaning. So, suppose in Loshen the Odom, Chelev is called Bosor. And it might very well be, I mean, that today, even the Chelev part of the Behemoth is also called Bosor. So it has the same name. So let's say, so if there is a Taruves of Chelev and Bosor, so according to the Psak of the Rambam, and let's assume that the Chelev in Loshen the Odom, so Chelev is also called meat, and meat is called meat. So Memele, so since, it's established that there is Rov in the Bosor, neged the Chelev, but it was spilled. I mean, let's say it's liquid Chelev, the Bosor was liquefied, and the Chelev was liquefied, so it's spilled. So, and we don't know whether the Bosor had 60 measures neged the one measure of Chelev. But we are sure that it at least had Rov, that the Bosor had Rov neged the Chelev. So there are more paskins in such a case, even though they have different timing, but since in Moshe Neodon, the Chelev is called Bosor, and the Bosor is called Bosor, so Mimele it's considered Mimimine, and Mimimine the Aloch is that if it's established that there is Rov and it's spilled, so it's Muta. So the Asogi of the Shach against the Ramoy is, how can we be Taylor Lohokel? But see, maybe the Chelev gave a Tam Chelev in the Bosor. So Mimele the Bosor is also in the Raise. So what if they have the same name? Chelev is called Bosor, and Bosor is called Bosor. But it's not a question of min b'minei, min shaloi b'minei. The halacha is tam ki ikea. Suppose you can visualize a case where it's taruves min b'minei, but somehow the minei of Iser managed to give a tam Iser in the head. If they have different timing, so it manages to give it a mixer in the heta, so we'll apply the aloche of tam kiikia. So Mimele, this concept that Bosashmoaz linen doesn't even make sense in such a case. It makes sense in regard to Yaines. So bein min b'minei, bein min shaloi b'minei, require lechola poche shish. And, but, mid rabbonon, it's more than shishim. It has be mashu miminei. Min shaloi miminei not. So there it's a question: is it miminei or min shaloi miminei? So Meir Rove says that chamre chadete new wine and grapes. So since they have different names, even though they have the same time, so it's considered min shaloi miminei. So Meirle that the rabbono of asering bimashu has no application. Masha'ink in here, where it's a question of tam. So if they have different timing, so even though the shem is the same, let's say Chelev and Bosor, suppose they have the same shem. So, but they have different timing. So how can we be makil in case where it's spilled? By being tailored that there was shishim, 60 measures, in the Bosor, neged the Chelev, maybe there wasn't. So Mimele, the Chelev gave it Tam Chelev in the Bosor. So it's also in the Raise. So what if they have the same name? It's not an Indian, it's not a question of Mimele. It's an Indian of Tam. But when it's the same Tam, so then there is no Tam, you see. But in this case, where there are different timing, so it certainly should ask. So Mimele, the Shach is Chelik and the Psak of Ram. Now, if you, and this is a very strong asoge against Ramo, it doesn't even make sense. Now, so he turned, at the end, there is a daf, achrein of the Taz. You see, the Taz and the Shach wrote their perushim at the same time, mamish at the same time. Then, when the Taz was published, so the Shach, so wrote this, the Nikudas HaKesef, is a soge on the Torizol, on the Torizol. And, but the Taz, so the Shach wrote, on every simen he wrote a soges. But the Taz did not write any asoges on the Sifsikeyen, but certain asoges he wrote in the Daf Achre. There's a Daf Achre, you see at the end, it's on page 532. I suppose it's the same way. In the Daf Achre, the Torizol, Simen Tzadikhes. So that was written after the Taz saw the published Sefer of the Shach, of the Sifsikeyen. So he explains the Ramo. The Ramo is not difficult. He says, Ulinyan bis at the bottom paragraph, the second column. Da fachin la turizo. Bisim tzalik ches, siv beis. Ulinyan min bimineh, has linam bos hashmo. Hikshu Ramo. Di lomo yie nechshav li min bimineh, u botel berov ma'atele. Hokim shein hatam shove, havo linis in tam zebose. That's the essence of the Shach, of what the Shach says in Sivov. That's the essence. So he says, Hiksha Ramo, Dilomo, Yeh Nechshav Limin B'mine, U Botel B'rov, Ma'atere. In other words, let's say, that Chilev in Loshin Diodov, Chilev is called Boso. That's very likely, I mean, that Chilev is called Boso. So it has the same Shem. So according to Psak of the Ramo, if that is the case, that people call Chilev also Boso, and if there is a Tarubes of Chilev and Bosor, and it's established that there is at least Rov in the Bosor, Neged HaChilev, even though it's not established as to whether there is Shishim in the Bosor, Neged HaChilev, and if it's filled, so we are telling local. Why? But it has a different Tam, so maybe the Chilev gave it Tam, Chilev in the Bosor, so the Bosor was Adam the Raise. So how can Ramo say that we're allowed to eat the Bosor? That's the Kashi. Kivishin Matam Shobe, Abel Nisin Tam Zebeze, Vui Kashi Mide. דהים סוברו, מה שכוסף רמו, שאין טעם שווה, היינה שזה מר וזה מוסיק, הוא יקייץ בזה, טיימים הפוכים, והנה הם הסכם. אלו דרוב ובאבי פליגה בפרק בסרד אבי זורד, אף סמך ואוב, ואין ובחמר אחדתי. גרייפס, and new wine, דאבי הסביר עלי מין במיני, הווה לי נסך. Why? Because בוס הטיימה is לינון, in view of the fact that new wine and grapes have the same time. So mele, it's mim bimine, so mele tassas bimashim. Vimashim bimine, kiv nechatay misli, virob esvir lei dahave mim bishen bimine, kiv bishish lo kolechot shim bifne atzmi. Al koko chava adin bineis in tam kisho isu. Vioit plige bichale de chamre bichale de shikri. So, bichale de chamre bichale de shikri. Virob ehave mim bimine, because both are called vinegar, kiv nishim echad lehem, ולבאי אהב אין ממיני, כי אם דחלו כן ביטן. וקיימו הם כרובד, אוס לא בוסה שמו. והיינה דבדו, יין עשר וחי יצא בהם, דיבי משהו ועד אז, בינום בוסר השם ולעשר, אפילו אם עתיים מהפוכים ממש. ואם יש להם שני שמס, אז לנליקו לדעה בבני סנטן. So the Rata says as follows. He says, of course, that he concedes to the Shach, that if you have two articles, of two articles that have opposite timing, one has a bitter time and one has a sweet time, and one has a sweet time. So then even Rove will agree. Even Rove will agree that vis-a-vis collateral kule, not vis-a-vis Ainesach, or it's Nige only Rabon, but vis-a-vis collateral kule. So even though they both have the same Shem, but in view of the fact that they have opposite timing, one is bitter and one is sweet, so then it is still, so it will be considered itlaser. So we'll apply the aloha of Tam Kikya. For example, let's say you have bitter emmons and you have sweet emmons. Suppose both are called emmons, but one is bitter and one is sweet. And opposite timing. Suppose you have, let's say, the bitter emend happens to be heter, not all and not trumo, and the other emend happens to be iser, trumo, or all or klayakerem, whatever it is. So, but they both have the same Shem. They both have the same Shem, but they have different timing, opposite timing. Opposite timing. One is bitter and one is sweet. So then, even Rove will be made there. That in spite of the fact that they both have the same name, both are called Emmons, but since they have time in Mafochim, so Mimeleit will be considered Min Shaloi Biminei, and if there is no Shishin, it will be also Midrais, in spite of the fact that there is Rov. But, so in such a case, Rove's Saloche, that was a Shmuaz Linen, will have no application to collateral Kulim. Vis-a-vis Yal Nesech, so it'll have application even in regard to time Afochim, but not vis-a-vis collateral Kulim. So when does Rove's Saloche of was a Shmuaz Linen have application to collateral Kulim? If the timing are different, but not afochi. Both are sweet, both are bitter, but one is sweeter, one is more sweet than the other. One is more bitter than the other. So in such a case, both emens are sweet emens, but some emens that are sweet are sweeter and some are less sweet. So in such a case, if they are considered to have one name, so then, according to Rove, it's considered Min B'Minei, and it will not be Osam Edraisi, because it's Min B'Minei, if they have one name. And according to Abaye, it will be Osam Edraisi. Now let's follow up. It's a very strange task. He says, וקיימון כי רובד אוסלו בסשמו ואין את ודל יאי נסך וחיי צבית ממשו ודל יזלינו בסך השם ולסך אפילו עם התיימי הפוך יהיה ממש ואם יש להם שני שמס אז לינו ליקול את ההבב נסנטם ולכי לקושי מה שייך נסנטם בחמר אחד לתבין so we have a מחלק בצד הבאי עם רובד הבאי is בוס התיימי אז לינו and since they have the same time grapes and new wine So Mele it's considered like Min B'Minei. So even if there is Shishim, so it's Osar, it asks B'Mashu. And Rove says no. Rose says, Bosa Shmoaz Lino. So Rove says, use the Loshin, Chamre Chadet Ibin, V'Abayom V'Mashu Rovom Neisintam. So Rove says, B'Nei Sintam. Rove Oma B'Nei Sintam, Bosa Shmoaz Lino. והי שמו לחוד, והי שמו לחוד, והבו למין בשאין המיני, ומין בשאין המיני בני סנטם. So we require 60. So the question is, so what does it mean? So what does it mean, בני סנטם? Is they have the same טעם? They have the same טעם. ולכי לקושי, מה שייך בני סנטם בחמר אחד את הבין בי? הוהב לאחד טעימי, דמיתם זה חושב להבאי במיני. אלו, על כוח צורך לימר, דעל קולפונים יש להם קצת שינו, כאשר נוראים באמס, אלא דעבי אלוהי יכפס לי, בעי הפרש מיד, כיו דעל קולפונים בעיקר הטעם עם שווי, ולרובי אז לינון, בוסר הפרש ההוא ואיסה בניסן טעם, כיו דעבו לי כאין מיני מחמס חיל קשם. So it doesn't mean that new wine and grapes ממש have the identical, 100% identical time. So then how could Rove say B'nei Sintam? He doesn't even use the expression Shishi. He uses the expression B'nei Sintam. In other words, if the wine, the new wine, which is Yai Nesach, gave a tam in the grapes, so then the grapes become Osa. But if the new wine is of such a minimal quantity that he didn't even give a tam in the grapes, then the grapes are Muta. Then the grapes are muta. So the question is, how can it give it tam? Abaye says that it's considered min b'minei because they have the same tam. So they have the same tam. So how could it give it tam? In the grapes, the answer is the same tam, because both are sweet. Both are sweet, but there is a variation. So since in the Ika tam they are the same, even though I mean the grapes might be a little bit sweeter than the new wine or vice versa. So Abaye doesn't consider this variation, this light variation, as long as basically they have the same time. So Memele is considered Mimimine. So Memele it has been Mashu. It has been Mashu. And Rove says no. Was a Shmoaz Linam. So since they have different names, so Memele it's considered Minshaloi Mimine. So Minshaloi Mimine, so it only answers if it gives it time. But if it doesn't give it time, if it's of such minimal quantity that it doesn't give it time, so it doesn't answer. Masha'inkein, if you would have time in Afochim, then Rove himself would agree that the fact that the two items have opposite timing, that certainly makes it Minshaloi Mimine. You see, according to Rove, so two items can become Minshaloi Mimine on the basis of two phenomena. One is if they have time in Afochim, one is bitter and one is sweet. So then Rove is made that it becomes Minshaloi Mimine, even though Lechumre it will become Min Shaloi Bimine, even though they have the same tam, even though they have the same name. And then Rove says that even if they don't have opposite time, just a slight variation in the same tam, but if they have different names, so it's also considered Min Shaloi Bimine. It's also considered Min. Now, and from the Taz it's Mashma, that it midraise, it becomes Min Shaloi Bimine. Now let's see what the Taz is. Elo da abayu lo ich pas lei bahay hefresh mead, kim da al kaponim vik a tam im shovim, u rove az linom bas ar hefresh ahu, ve eisa ben eisin tam, kim da hava lei keine mine imach vas chilik Hashem, vine bisho isorim yish gam kim plukte bineyem, da hayne bisho isorim, שדינום בני סינטם מדרבנן דילו מנתירה סאגה בירו בנים במיני נמצא בדובו כל זה שיש קצת ספרס ביניהם. So in other words, להבייה So what's the halacha, you see? In Yai Nesech, so Min Shaloi Biminei, so is Bnei Sinta, or Shishim. Shishim is indicative of no Nisinastan. And Min Biminei, Asas Bimash, in Kolati Rekule, so Min Shaloi Biminei is Bnei Sinta, or Shishim, and Min Biminei, so Shishim is required Midraise, in collateral kole, by min shaloi biminei, and by min biminei in collateral kole, shishim is required midrabonon, and midraise we require only rov. So he says, so there'll be the same achlekes. Da'ine bishor isurim shedinom bineis in tam midrabonon. In other words, if it is min biminei, so then we require shishim only midrabonon. Dilum natere sagib rov bimin biminei. Nimtzo bidovo koze sheyish tzas efres bineyem. Labaye have a min biminei. Suppose you have a shaile of chamre chadete v'inve in kolatei kole, not yai nesach, but in kolatei kole, in other isur. Where let's say the yayin happens to be osa, not on the basis of yai nesach, but on other isur. It's like a kerem, I mean whatever it is, other isur. So suppose you have a taruves of yai. Osa, on the score of other Yisur, that is with Nisarev, with Anovim of Heter, So then, he says, Le'abaye have a Mimbimine. So Mimbimine becomes bottle b'rov midrais, and Tam doesn't answer. Tam doesn't ask it. So in other words, we see, of course, the Shach in Kuntrasach, and then there is a Soge. By the Shach in the Kuntrasach, neged the Daf Achrein of the Taz. So the Shach in the Kuntrasach is Masik against the Taz. Who is interested? As far as Tam Ki Ikea is concerned, who is interested in the question as to whether it's Min Diminei or Min Shaloi Diminei? That's not important, because the Halacha is Tam Ki Ikea. So in other words, if the Iser gives a Tam of the Iser in the Heter, so then it becomes also Midraise. Tam is like Ikea. Call it Min Diminei, call it Min Shaloi Diminei, you can call it whatever you want. The name is not important. The fact that the Iser gives a Tam, that's the Asoge of the Kuntrasachin and the Dafachin. But, so we have to say at the very outset, even though the sheet of the Taz is strange, but one thing is clear, the Taz holds that it is of significance, whether it's considered a Taruves Min Biminei, or it's considered a Taruves of Min Shaloi Biminei. Because after all, where do we learn out the Aloch of Tam Ki Ikea? From Mishras HaNovim. The Torah says that the Nozir is not allowed to drink the water in which grapes were soaked. Why? Because when you soak grapes in water, so the water absorbs the tam of the grapes. So from that we learn how the aloch of tam kika. Mishras Hanovim. Now, when you soak grapes in water, what is it? Min Diminei or Min Shaloi Diminei? Obviously, Min Shaloi Diminei. So in other words, the tashite is that the isa deraisi of Tam Ki Ikea is limited only to Min Shaloi Biminei. Why Davke Shaloi? The Shach says it's not limited to Davke to Min Shaloi Biminei. If it's Min Biminei, and what does it mean Min Biminei? Both at the same timing, so it couldn't give it Tam. You couldn't detect a Tam Isar and a Heta. They both have the same Tam. Let's say if you have it Aruves of Bosa Shchuto and Bosa Nedelo, and they both happen to be the same kind of meat, except that one was Nishchat Kiyuchot Kedin, and the other one Dain Mileo, but it's the same meat, and they both have the same Tam. So in Mele there is no Iser of Tam Kikia, because there is no Tam. But if you can detect the Tam Iser in the Heter, so even if you call it Alpidin, Min Biminei, what difference does it make? Min Biminei, Min Shaloi Biminei, as long as it gives a Tam. That's the sheet of the Shach. But the sheet of the Taz is, no, that inasmuch as we learn how the Aloche of Tam Kikia from Mishras HaNovim, and Mishras HaNovim, grapes and water, that certainly Min Shaloi Biminei, from every point of view. So it's Min Shaloi Biminei, so Mimele, the whole Iser, the whole Aloche of Tam Ki Ikea, is that is Osa Midraise, applies only to Min Shaloi Biminei. But if Alpidin, it's Min Biminei, then the Aloche, the Iser, the Raise of Tam Ki Ikea doesn't apply. But the Taz does concede, if you have the Tim Rove, who says Bosa Shmoaz Linen, so he holds that the name is also important. The fact that two items have different names in the Loshim Deyodom, so that gives it a din, a status of Min Shaloi Biminei. But Taimim Afochim, everybody is made it. Let's say if the Taimim are opposites, let's say one is bitter and one is sweet, not variations in the sweetness or in the bitterness or in the sourness, but opposite timing, so that certainly gives it a status of Min Shaloi Biminei. But the tashite is that in view of the fact that we learn out from Mishras HaNovim, so the whole Iser of Tam Ki Ikea applies only to Min Shaloi Biminei, but to Min Biminei it doesn't apply. Now, how do two items become Min Shaloi Biminei? So according to Rove, they can become Min Shaloi Biminei by two ways. Either by virtue of the fact that the two items have opposite timing, then it becomes Min Shaloi Biminei Midraise. So Mimele, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Mishras HaNovim has application to it. Or even if they don't have opposite timing, but they have different names. So it also they also acquire a status of Min Shaloi Biminei. Mimele, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Tam Ki Ikea has application. This is the Tashi. It's a very strange thing. Right, so he says, Wie bi scho is so mir ich gam kin pluk te benehm. Deine bi scho is so im schedino mir nicht tam. Mit rabon. Di um na tere sage biro. Bi min bi minek. Nim so bi doma kose ich ich sa se fres benehm. La baie so pause ja bit aruves in kolatere kole. Natin ja in esach. Bit ai taruves of new wine and grapes. So they have the basic tam is the same. But there is a variation. So the basic tam is the same. So since the basic tam is the same, in spite of the fact that they have different names, so it's considered min bimine. So it's considered min bimine. If it's min bimine, so mimele, if you, so midraise, it becomes bottom bero. But we require shishim, only midrabonon. Vinzorch samon brabonon. Uli rove, so it can acquire, two items can acquire a status of min, a relative status of min, shaloi bimine, by virtue of two phenomena. One opposite timing and one different names. Now here you don't have the phenomenon of opposite timing, but you have the phenomenon of different names. So they acquire a status of min shaloi bimine. So if they acquire a status of min shaloi bimine, so midraise will require shishim. And if you have rov, let's say in the grapes, neged the new wine, so let's say, suppose it's a question of truma. Let's say there is daruves of new wine of truma that was nisarev with grapes. So according to rove, so is posash moazlinam. So it's considered like min shaloi bimine, and min shaloi bimine is bnei sintam. So even if you have rov in the grapes, neged the new wine, it will become moser unless. So it will be muter midraise only if you are sure that the new wine does not give, the new wine of Trumo does not give a tam of wine in the grapes. And even though it's the same tam, the basic tam is the same, but there are variations. So the wine might be a little sweeter, or on the contrary, less sweet. So only if it will affect the grapes that it will have the same variation tam of the wine. But if it will not affect the time of, it will not change the time of the grapes in any way, then it will be muta. But suppose it will change the time of the grapes, it will become less sweet on account of the taruves with the wine, or more sweet, whatever it is, so then it will be osa midraise. Here's what he says. ומרוב לצורך סמה מדרעיסה, דאב כן מיני, וכן בכלל לדחמרי, קייצי בזה בשור איסורים, הב והבאי מעתיר בסמך, ולרוב מדרבנון, ואף על פי שיש קצת חילוק ביניהם, מכל מוקים בוטל ברוב מעתיר. ואל תתאמה על זה, דארי גם מין במיני ממש, כאילו עם בוסו ועם בוסו, ודא יש בוסו שהוא טיב יסר מחברי, ומתאים גם אחתיך אח שניו, מכל מוקים עם קורן יסנתם בשביל זה, הוכנמי בזה. Alright, so Mele answers all the kashes of the Shach. Alright, so this is where we leave it. Now, I wanted to go over the first three sifi. And then, next time, we'll go over all the Taz and the Shachs up to Sif Dalet. But we'll go over very thoroughly. And then, we'll try to go over the Mechaber and the Ramot of Sif Dalet and Hey. Because Sivov deals already with something another thing.